Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the sports update on First Post. Today is the 21st of June 2019. My name is Rakesh Sharma. Let's get to the news. In cricket news, Australia moved closer to the World Cup semi-finals after David Warner inspired the defending champions to a 48-run win over a combative Bangladesh with his second century of the tournament. The left-handed opener hunkered down and contained his natural aggressive self to construct an impressive 166-run knock that steered Australia to a mammoth 381 for 5. Warner began slowly but eventually hit 5 sixes and 14 boundaries en route to his 16th ODI century. Australian captain Aaron Finch, who has regained good form, made a brisk half-century during a risk-free opening partnership that yielded 121 runs by the 21st over. Australia's number 3, Usman Khawaja, had a good outing as well, scoring 89 from 72 balls, including 10 boundaries. Warner and Khawaja added 192 runs for the second wicket. Glenn Maxwell then blitzed 32 runs from 10 balls, smashing 3 sixes and 2 fours. Soumya Sarkar was the best bowler for Bangladesh, taking 3 for 58 in 8 overs. Bangladesh took the fight to the rivals but ended up with 333 for 8 in their 50 overs. Mushfiqur Rahim, Mohammadullah, Tamim Iqbal and the in-form Shakib Al Hasan gave their all in the chase, but the effort still proved insufficient as Bangladesh fell short by 48 runs. Significantly, Bangladesh reached their highest ever score in ODIs. That's twice in one tournament that Bangladesh have bettered their previous highest scores. Mushfiqur scored 102 from 97 balls, bringing up his 7th ODI century and his first in a World Cup. The reliable Tamim Iqbal made 62 runs, while Shakib made 41 to keep Bangladesh in the chase. Mohammadullah scored an aggressive 69 from 50 balls down the order, including 3 massive sixes, but 382 was just too big a target and Bangladesh finished with 333 for 8. Mitchell Starc was the pick of Australia's bowlers, taking 2 for 55 at an economic 5.5, even as Bangladesh punished the rest of the bowling. Thursday's win took Australia to the top of the table with 10 points from 6 games, while Bangladesh remained at number 5 with 5 points and now need to win their remaining 3 games to reach the next round. India suffered yet another injury scare at the World Cup. All-rounder Vijay Shankar was the latest to pick up an injury after being hit on the toes during a rain-hit training session and was forced to skip Thursday's session. A Jasprit Bumrah yorker landed flush on Shankar's toes and he was apparently in pain, but a team source informed PTI that there's nothing to worry as of now. The source said, and I quote, "Yes, Vijay was in pain, but it has subsided by the evening. Hopefully, there's nothing scary," unquote. Shankar was seen walking around in slippers with a slight limp. Later, he tried jogging wearing gym trainers but gave up after half a lap. He then did some basic exercises as others took part in usual fielding drills as well as net sessions. Shankar is one of the designated number 4 batsmen in the Indian lineup, although he's being used as a floater. He's also a handy medium pacer who picked up a couple of important wickets against Pakistan, including the opposition's captain Sarfraz Ahmed. This is the third injury India are dealing with. Opener Shikhar Dhawan was ruled out of the World Cup with a thumb fracture, while Bhuvneshwar Kumar will not be a part of any matches for another 8 days as he's nursing a stiff hamstring. Women's cricket is set to be part of the Birmingham Commonwealth Games as the Commonwealth Games Federation on Thursday nominated its inclusion in the 2022 edition. The nomination was made at the executive board meeting of the federation in Birmingham. The ICC welcomed the decision, saying, and I quote, "The decision, which needs to be ratified by CGF members, follows a comprehensive bidding process where the ICC, in partnership with the ECB, presented the compelling case for women's cricket to become part of the Commonwealth Games sport programme." The application for inclusion of women's cricket for Birmingham 2022 is part of the global ambition for cricket to inspire and empower women and girls around the world and to drive greater levels of inclusivity and opportunity throughout the sport, unquote. Tom Harrison, chief executive of the England and Wales Cricket Board, said, and I quote, "It would present us with a wonderful opportunity to capitalize on the global reach of these games to showcase the very best of women's cricket and in doing so inspire a new generation of women and girls from around the world to start playing the game," unquote. Ian Reid, CEO of Birmingham 2022, said, and I quote, "Our recommendation of adding women's cricket, beach volleyball and para table tennis is the result of a thorough review, and we believe these sports would help us to enhance the existing program and reach new audiences while showcasing the sports to our local community, spectators and fans across the world watching on TV," unquote. Beach volleyball and para table tennis were also nominated for inclusion in the 2022 edition. However, shooting was left out of the 2022 Commonwealth Games program, dealing a big blow to India, which won as many as 16 medals at the 2018 edition in Australia. Last year, the president of the National Rifle Association of India, Raninder Singh, wanted the Indian government to boycott the 2022 Commonwealth Games if shooting was dropped from the program. The absence of shooting is likely to make a big dent in India's medals tally. Indian shooters bagged 7 gold medals, 4 silver and 5 bronze medals last time round. India has traditionally done well in shooting, which has been part of every Commonwealth Games since 1966, except the 1970 edition in Edinburgh. Archery is another sport that was not cleared by the executive board. The International Olympic Committee on Thursday lifted the restrictions imposed on India with regards to hosting international events 2 days after the government's assurance that no eligible athlete would be denied visa on political grounds. In a letter addressed to Indian Olympic Association President Narinder Batra, IOC's Director, Olympic Solidarity and NOC Relations, that is James McLeod, said, and I quote, "Lift with immediate effect all provisional measures and restrictions imposed under points 2 and 3 of the IOCEB decision on 21st of February 2019 in relation to awarding and hosting any sports events in India and inform the international federations accordingly. We take this opportunity to thank you, NOC, that is the National Olympic Committee, and Government of India for your joint efforts and cooperation in resolving the situation," unquote. The IOC had decided to suspend all discussions with India regarding hosting of global sporting events after Pakistani shooters were not issued visas for the World Cup held in New Delhi in February this year. As a result, the world wrestling body, UWW, moved the Junior Asian Wrestling Championship out of India. The country also lost the hosting rights of the Junior Davis Cup and Fed Cup due to the same issue, though the National Tennis Federation maintained that it let go of the events due to financial constraints. The IOC had also revoked the Olympic qualification status for 2 quota places in the 25-meter rapid-fire event from the New Delhi Shooting World Cup due to the denial of visas to the Pakistani shooters in the wake of the Pulwama terrorist attack. The situation threatened to deteriorate until the Indian government decided to relent.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.